Hey everybody, it is the 6th of January and welcome to New in 22. Today's reading is Luke chapter 2, quite possibly one of the most famous or partially memorized chapters in the entire New Testament. Luke 2 gives us one of the two accounts of Jesus's birth. Both Matthew and Luke record Jesus' birth. Mark and John's Gospels do not. They skip ahead. But this one's kind of the main one that we read at Christmas time. It has a lot of details in it. The key people in this one were not the wise men, but Mary, Joseph, the angels, and the shepherds. You'll find the wise men here in a little while in the book of Matthew. Now, the account that we read about here of the shepherds in the field are the same ones that Linus recites on the Charlie Brown's Christmas special. These verses are absolutely beautiful. Read them slowly today. They're breathtaking, and it never gets old for me to read these lines about the shepherds and them hearing about the Savior being born. Now, the story of Jesus's birth is what most people remember if you ask them what is in Luke chapter 2, but there are two more important events still, not more important, but two additional important events that happen in Luke chapter 2, and I think they aren't focused on as much because the birth of Christ is so prominent there. But Jesus's dedication at 8 years old, as the Jewish law required, happened, and Mary and Joseph go to the temple to dedicate him, and there we will meet a very under-recognized minor character in the book of Luke, this old man named Simeon. Read about him, and as you read about Simeon today, think about the overwhelming joy that he must have felt, knowing that he would not die without seeing the Messiah, but then getting the opportunity to hold baby Jesus. Now, try to wrap your mind around that. Being handed the Messiah to hold. Think about that. And then the last account in Luke chapter 2, it's funny that the Gospels don't record really anything about Jesus's childhood except for his very early time in being an infant and a baby. But beyond his infancy, we don't see anything until he was 12 years old. Now, that's something I want to ask him about. I want to sit down with Jesus in heaven and I want to ask him, tell me about your childhood, because I think there's more to it than him just being the best kickball player on the playground. You know, perfect Jesus teacher's pet. I think because of Mary's pregnancy out of wedlock and she and Joseph ending back up in Nazareth where Jesus was raised, don't you think there could have been some pretty horrific bullying and mean things said about Jesus, about his parents during this? I don't know if you've ever thought about that. But at 12 years old, Jesus goes with his family, we'll read today, to Jerusalem for one of the festivals. And we have a case today of a missing child. And that missing child was Jesus. And his parents were freaking out. And I want you, when you read that today, If you're a parent or if you're not a parent, try to put yourself in their parents, Mary and Joseph's, shoes when they finally find Jesus, his response to them, and how they possibly could process this, knowing from the dreams what they knew, that he was the Messiah, but trying to figure out how in the world do we parent our Savior. That's hard to wrap your mind around, isn't it? So think about that today. Great chapter today. Enjoy your reading, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.